Ogaba had executed hundreds more natives and a dozen of his own troops. Only the Nar were not grumbling. Mogaba knew Mergen was back, suspected he had seen me, and was hunting him. He'd had a bitter confrontation with the company wizards over the standard-bearer. Mutiny was in the offing, unless the desertions absorbed that energy. That would be a first. Nowhere in the annals was there a record of a mutiny. Narayan grew more nervous by the hour as he worried about his delayed festival, frightened I would try to evade it. I kept reassuring him. There's plenty of time. We have the horses. We'll go as soon as we have this set. Also, I wanted some idea of what was happening south of us. I'd sent cavalry to see what effect news of Spinner's fate was having. Little information had come back yet. The night before, Narayan, Ram, and I headed north. 600 men deserted Mogaba and swam or rafted out of Dejagore. I had them greeted as heroes, with promises of important positions in new formations. Shadow Spinner's head, with the brain removed and destroyed, greeted them at the entrance to my camp. It would be our totem in days to come, in lieu of the missing company standard. 600 in one night. Mogaba would be livid. His loyalists would make it difficult for that to happen again. I gathered my captains, such as they were. Blade, there's something I have to do up north. Narayan and Ram will go with me. I'd hoped to know more about the south before I left, but we have to take what we get. I doubt Long Shadow will do anything soon. Keep your patrols out and sit tight. I shouldn't be gone but 2 weeks. 3 if I visit Taglios to report our success. You might reorganize now that we have some real veterans joining us, and consider integrating any Shadowlanders interested in enlisting. They could be helpful. Blade nodded. He had few words to waste even now. Swan looked at me with a sort of soulful longing. I winked, suggesting his time would come. I'm not sure why. I had no reason to lead him on. I did not mind him remaining attached to the Radisha. Maybe I was attracted. He was the best of the crop, in his way. But I did not want to stumble into that trap again. The heart is a hostage, the old saw says. Better not to give it up. Narayan was happier once we rode out. I was not thrilled, but I needed his brotherhood. I had plans for them. Shadow Spinner might be dead, but the struggle had just begun. Long Shadow and Howler had to be faced, and all the armies they could call up. And if those failed at every confrontation in the field, there was still Long Shadow's fortress at Shadowcatch. Rumor had Overlook tougher than my own tower at Charm had been, and getting tougher every day. I did not look forward to the struggle. Despite the luck I'd had, Taglios was not ready for that kind of fight. Maybe luck had bought me time enough to raise my legions and train them, to mount leisurely expeditions, to find capable commanders, to retrain myself in the use of my lost skills. My immediate goals had been attained. Taglios was in no immediate danger. I had my base. I was in undisputed command and unlikely to have more trouble with the priests or Mogaba. With care, I could lock up the stranglers as an adjunct to my will, an invisible arm able to dispense death anywhere someone defied me. My future looked rosy. The biggest potential nuisance was the wizard's smoke, and he could be handled.